Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
I am podcasting, so can you.
No, 50% less original.
Da 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 da.
Welcome out to another The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I'm your host with the most and creator of the show, Nick Nitro.
You wish you were the creator of the show.
Along with us is our good friend, our musical head honcho.
Head of music for The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky.
John.
John Bedden.
But, I always think I'm misspelling your name when I'm trying to write your name. And no. It's like, it's John Bettin, but it's John,
John looks Bedden. Like Bedden. Looks like Bedden. That's it.
Yes. I think there's like another E in there or something, like Bettin.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it on you. Mm-hmm. Hey, Nick is the author of Dribble for Kids. He will be featured at the MagicCon in Florida in just a couple of weeks.
That's right.
He's got a book for sale.
That's right. I got a CD as well.
The CD's good.
Which, if you want to pre-order it, go to dribbleforkids.com right now. It's pre-ordered by donation, though. Anything over $5 plus like $3.15 for shipping and handling will get you a copy. But it needs to be done by this Sunday, which would be February...
Shit, I need to do that.
17th.
Yes.
All right.
It's mostly Nick singing,
very pretty CD.
Thank you.
It's a little freaky with the eyeball.
Did you see the eyeball? The creepy eye? Creepy?
I meant the actual CD. It's very shiny.
Well, wait a minute. Wait till you see creepy
the
eye.
Yeah. Very shiny.
Well, look at the...
Okay.
His eyeball's in the center, so it's creepy.
Cool.
Creepy eye.
Whoa.
If you turn the CD, you're going to be freaked out.
That's your screensaver.
It does have a couple of tracks.
I look like Quasimodo.
Which tracks from The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky does it include?
They include two tracks. They include Ballad of Gordon, and they include The Longest Time. And
our parody from last week?
Right. No. And I will state that...
Two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You would know if you would have listened to the actual podcast.
Usually, too. I just have my computer...
John actually listens to... Well, I'll be honest. I really don't listen to the show yet. I edit it, and that's me listening to it.
And I always listen to it the day it comes out on iTunes, except for the last few weeks, because my computer, which I usually use to put stuff in my car, no longer plugs into my car.
It's true, so I'll give him a bit of a break. But the good news is that upon doing that, we thought of some cool ideas, and there will be a Good, the Bad, and Geeky-esque disc as well. Some of it will be some of the old stuff from the... I did at the GigCast, but mostly it'll be stuff that we all did here on the show.
Is that going to be out in time for convention?
No. This will be re-recorded. Like, we'll re-record everything, make it like grade A quality. Well, grade A for us quality, which is...
Yeah. Also at MegaCon, you can pick up some copies of my book. Nick will have them.
That's right. I will have them, even though Jimmy's a big pussy.
And I'm not going to be there. Say hello for me.
I will say hello, everyone. It is very safe. You're not going to be gone. We got our passes, and they look very cool. The alligator is a smooth fucking pimp.
And John's porn video, fucking a few of John's porn videos will also be available on the table.
Uh-huh. Or I can just...
Come here.
Including his one that he made last week with Jenna Jameson, who had supposedly retired.
Ortiz has got to be pissed at you, dude.
Yeah. Does Jenna know that you filmed that sexual encounter?
Uh-huh.
Okay, just text me. Because I watched it and I couldn't tell if she knew or not. It was pretty hot, though.
Thank you. Where are we going with that?
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's check our email.
Okay.
I have a letter.
I have no idea what to say right now.
I don't either.
I have a letter from Stephen, John, and Conan in New York. Stephen, John, and Conan in New York.
Who's Stephen John?
It says, hey, we're all three huge fans of the show and download it every single week. We were just wondering, who created The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky, and also, what is Jimmy's favorite brand of bottled water?
Well, first of all...
This is my email, and this email is mostly to me, so let me answer it.
Fine, go ahead, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Thank you. I created the good, the bad, and the geeky in early 2000.
No, you didn't. I created the good.
It is true that you produced the show. I actually created.
And just how did you do that, Jimmy?
I gave it the Jimmy bump by mentioning it in my blog at www.actorsnightmare.com.
Yes, but I
also... I can settle this fact.
Okay.
You already had a podcast prior to the Good, the Bad, and the Geek called the No Name Show. True?
Yes, I did.
While I guest starred on that show, I was not the host. I decided that I wanted to do a regular weekly podcast with you. Is that true? So therefore, yes, I know it is true. So therefore, I created the good, the bad, and the geeky. Oh yeah, give it up for me. I created it.
Wow. You know what? I'm totally blown away, and I see your point. I can't argue with your logic as much as I once to. Once. It's a new word. Look it up. Your logic makes sense to me, so I concede, Jimmy.
Oh, wait. Don't concede to that fag.
Hey!
Well, what do you, question mark?
Okay, I understand. You, Nick, created the No Name Show. And you, James, created the good and the bad and the geeky.
What?
Yes.
He is right. But then who, sir, created Jimmy?
I don't know. Who did create Jimmy besides his mother and father?
That'd be me. I created Jimmy. I submit for your pleasure, your viewing pleasure, a film made in high school about a stuffed canine named Scruff McGruff, which I filmed and starred in, featuring Jimmy.
We can't actually watch a video on this audio podcast.
Oh, yeah? Pop it in the VCR. You can tell the audience what to see.
VCR, is that the... Oh, it's this podcast.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There's something here. Wait a minute. Oh, is that the play button? What is that? What is that right there?
Yes, that's the play button.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Yes, I see it. Jimmy was in John's video.
So that proves that I created Jimmy. And by referential logic, I created the good, the bad, and the geeky. We keep Jimmy out of family.
Excellent, sir. Well, then that settles it.
It does not.
Jimmy, I swear, if you don't drop this right now and ever fucking mention it again, we will kick your not very fat gay ass.
You spit on me in my house? I created the good, the bad, and the geeky.
It is go time, bitches.
Yeah, I think it's go time, don't you?
Yeah, let's go, right?
Oh, let's go.
I'm so going to kick your ass.
Oh, me too. Yeah, let's go.
Kill you.
Wait, guys. I'm sort of in the middle of this email here. I have to finish my email before we fight.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we're cool. We'll just wait.
Oh, thanks. Good. Okay. Oh, let me go back to... let's see what to say. Oh, Jimmy's favorite brand of bottled water. Personally, I usually use my Brita pitcher, but Aquafina's okay. I hate Deja Blue. That stuff. And Dasani. Dasani's total shit. You should never drink Dasani. It's ridiculous. Good. I'm glad I finished that.
I'm bored, John. I'm bored. You bore me, Jimmy. Let's harmonize.
Okay. Oh, say can you see
by the dawn's early light, but so proudly we hailed
at the twilight gleaming. Oh, my God.
Hey, you don't need to sing. I'm done now. We can fight.
Excellent.
All right, let's go.
Let's
kick Jimmy's little faggot racist cracker behind.
It is so old.
Wait. What? I forgot, guys. I need to answer my email, too. You know, my email has needs.
Yeah, well, wait. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, John, should we start fighting without him?
Nah, he'll be upset.
Good point. Well, wait.
You know, I appreciate that. Thank you. My email comes from Valerie, and it says, Dear Nick Nitro and Jimmy... Which you need to get that corrected, to add John's name on there. I apologize, John. Still trying to get a hold of you, the workout partner footage from my reel. Please drop me an email so I know you receive this. Even if you can't do anything about it, I promise I will not stalk or kill you. Thank you, sir. I'm sure glad about that. And but I've tried commenting on another blog and more recently on your MySpace, but with no luck. And then because she apparently hit, you know, which is okay because the form I use is sort of sucks. I figured you guys probably just hadn't seen her notes, so I was glad to find another place. Even if it's probably sounded a little abrupt, the way the form is set up, I probably didn't have room for a lot of characters. Sorry if I sounded pissy. Not the intent. Life's pretty good, but crazy busy, blah, 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 personal stuff, you know. Overall, Valley, it's good to hear from you. I'm sorry that I'm such a fucking loser to not edit the movie I shot like 5 years ago. It feels like it. And the long story of it is, and I, you got my email reply about it, it's sort of a personal thing with me because I didn't think the film turned out that well. It's not the cast. It's more the writing. Everyone, I think, did a slam job, even Jimmy, who we all give shit for, even though he cannot kiss a girl for the life of him.
That's not true.
No, well, that's not true. Everyone did really good. Jimmy did really good. Valerie, you did really good. Tammy did good. Nathan did good.
Nathan sucked.
No,
everybody else did really good.
Nathan did really good, especially during the party sequence, which one day everyone out there will know what the fuck.
Hit your head sequence.
Yeah. One day everyone will understand what this means if I ever release it online, which that's the goal at this point, really. But Valerie, long story short, when I get it done, I will give you your reel. Everyone else, I will give you your reel. I'm sorry, I'm a lame ass. So there we go. I'm lame. All right. Let's go. Are we good?
Gloves off.
Oh, yeah, gloves are fucking off, dude.
And we're going to fight now.
Wait a second, Nick. John hasn't read his email.
You know what, John? I forget you off the thing. You know, I'm so sorry. Yeah, go read your email. I'm so sorry.
It's cool. Fight after?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Could you just step over there for a minute?
Sure.
Hey, you asshole.
How did you get a steel door in the middle of the studio that you can completely hear through as if we're still in our microphones?
Jimmy, this is a lame-ass idea. A steel door you can hear through?
I concur. It is queer. Even for Jimmy.
Hey, I wrote this email script. Let's go with it.
Fine.
All right. Dear
Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John.
This is actually pretty much directed at me. It says, John, why are you so lame? And why don't you watch any new shows and have any input on any shows at all? And this is from... This email is from Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, and Ferguson. Craig Ferguson.
Oh God!
Since they wrote the other guys
gotcha,
wrote you,
gotcha.
Yeah, and
I didn't say last names when I read mine, but okay, go ahead.
Thank you for reading my joke. the truth is, I watch a lot of shows during the week. I just don't happen to watch any new shows because there's nothing I can really seem to like. And if I do want to watch a new show or new episodes, I want to be able to watch them from the beginning so I know what's going on. So
good point.
I will. I actually do hope to join the conversation of Lost sometime in the near future.
Yes. Jimmy, season one, too? Is your
name
better
than that? My aunt just started season one.
It's a Lost thing for me. Like, no pun intended.
They were still finishing 24, so they just started Lost.
Oh, so, finish Lost faster.
Sorry.
So I will. I will be caught up here sometime.
Mm.
But, and really, there's nothing really new on TV right now that is worth. You know.
Well, I gotta say, you gave us a really cool show to watch, Celebrity Apprentice. I thought
it was pretty sweet.
And this last episode, anyway,
I kind of need to catch up on that because I happen to watch.
It was awesome this week. Watch it.
I watch good stuff, but it's not like new shows. I've been into the History Channel lately for some reason.
You watch a season The Underworld?
I've watched a couple of those, and there's a show called Modern Marvels.
Yeah, the show rocks.
I like Digging for the Truth as well.
I've never watched that.
It's good.
MythBusters is neat, but I'm sort of a movie.
I watch Dirty Jobs every week.
I want to see that new Ghost Hunter International thing.
That was cool.
I
mean, I guess I kind of watch a lot of reality TV, but not like crappy reality TV.
He watches like documentary-like stuff.
Yeah. Well, History Channel's.
Well, see, there you go. You know what, though?
As far as like Discovery Channel, like Dirty Jobs and
MythBusters. That's not real reality.
It's not real reality.
That's real stuff.
You're actually learning stuff. Right.
Well, you know what, though? Hey, that completes the trifecta of what we are.
So.
We have TV. We have mostly TV, mostly movies.
I've got the
music, and you have documentary. What?
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, so see, John, you complete the trifecta.
You complete
I do what I can, so.
You complete me.
Well, that's my answer to that email, so. All right, now, let's get back to our fighting. I'm here protected by the steel door, I can safely say that I created the good, the bad, and the geeky. And if those two don't shut up about it, I will kick their loser asses.
I agree with your point a minute ago, but now I don't because you insulted me. Let's fight.
Yeah, let's fight. If only we could get past this metal door. Look. Here's the secret switch to make the door go up or down or whatever it is to get out of our
way. Oh, it's so on, Jimmy. Flip the switch.
Yeah.
Flip the switch.
Oh, my God.
Hey, don't. Lay off the guitar.
Oh,
I'm stuck on my fucked stuck it up my toe.
Oh, oh my shit. Ankle.
And the cat kills us all.
Oh, bloody murder. Bloody murder. Yes. Yes. Wow. Oh, my fucking. Ah.
Okay.
I think that settles the matter.
I only think that settled one thing, and that is that none of us can act, boys.
So who won?
No one.
Definitely not the listener of this podcast.
Can we take a break?
Yeah. Hey, John has a song that we recorded earlier, so let's just play that and while we go and get some Band-Aids and Neosporin. And you only added that because I just added that onto my own finger later tonight.
I need a cat.
So the cat's going to...
Leave Snuggle Buddy fuck our line.
Shut up. I will fucking kick your ass again.
You know what? Let's go, bitch.
Let's go. I'm going to beat you down so hard. And there's nobody else bickering so we can fade out.
Talk. Bigger.
We can talk. We can talk. We can talk. Talk. Bigger.
We can talk all we want, but it's never that it was.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that, baby, I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And we're back. That was great.
Oh,
that was exciting. That was fresh. That was new.
Yeah.
Jimmy, thank you
How
for
you
that
like
wonderful.
The song?
That was a great song.
That was a great song.
Thank you.
And apropos that was, for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And Jimmy, thank you very much for that lovely script that you did not write to make.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That was all improv.
That was totally improv off the top.
And completely original. Didn't draw from any sources. It just came
no
to me.
No sources like the Conan O'Brien Colbert fight.
It just came to me in a dream. Now, news for this week. Anybody
it
see
came to me in
John
dream.
Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and Conan O'Brien fight?
No.
Oh, I see why you did that.
Is that a new...
It was on the
show,
the Colbert Report.
I totally didn't see that, Jimmy.
Neither did I, because otherwise I would have copied it for our earlier fight, but I didn't.
Well done, Jimmy. Well done.
Yeah, we would never lampoon those three.
Oh, no.
Who are actually very funny. Give them mad props. If they actually ever hear the show, we respect and love them a lot.
Yeah, we love and respect them. Top three.
Definitely the
top three hosts.
Well, Craig Ferguson could also be up there with them.
Yeah, Fergie.
Yeah.
Fergie
likes the London Bridge to go down.
Excellent. We got other news. Roy Schneider died.
Yeah, that is very depressing for me. And the reason why, matter of fact, I would probably not be doing this podcast if it wasn't for partly Roy Schneider. So, no, I'm being very serious. Like, I actually sat, Jimmy, yesterday, when I found out about it, I was on my computer surfing the internet. Jimmy was upstairs watching TV or sleeping because we both had the day off.
Yeah.
Or masturbating.
I was, you know what? I was going to be a nice guy and not fucking bring that up. The door closed means Jimmy is masturbating.
Sometimes.
So I did not, for 4 hours, the door was closed. So I was just like.
Masturbating for 4 hours.
I know. He was actually, he made me masturbate for 30 minutes and then he fell asleep. But anyway, point is, I was like, you know what? Oh, God. Anyway, I was doing laundry I came down and I saw Jesus. So and I saw that and I saw the news and I really got touched for a bit because my favorite movie that got me to love movies was Jaws by Steven Spielberg, and of course the whole movie's performance is when I was younger was about Chief Brody, and of course Chief Brody is Roy Scheider. He also did Sequest DSV, which for me when I was growing up, I thought that was badass because I love Star Trek, I love Star Wars, and they have Roy Scheider as like the new captain guy. Badass. He was the guy from Jaws. All right. He's also in The French Connection and a lot of other great movies. So I was very sad with that.
And Jaws scares the heck out of me.
Jaws does.
It's good.
It's a great movie.
I do not like the water.
Hey, dude, neither do I, but that's one of my... it was funny. That dude fucker right there, he screamed like a little girl.
Screamed like a bitch.
You did. During that one scene with the head in the boat.
And then you turned the movie on.
I know. You fucker. That was pretty good.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Okay. Anybody watched the Grammys last night?
I did.
Did you? I didn't.
I heard Kanye did a really good, like a really good performance.
He did a really good job.
I heard The Time reunited.
Yeah.
What song did they do? Jungle Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yo, Dave, I'd like to know ya, know ya.
I also heard Jungle Ringo Love. Star was there.
Yeah.
Did he do his full version of
that?
The song?
No, he just.
I just went out there and performed the song.
Presented a song.
Oh, he
I don't
just
remember him performing.
I didn't watch it.
I thought he performed or something because I remember there was a lot of stuff going on where like he performed on like David Letterman or something, or did he just live with Kevin Lee?
Maybe he did, and I just don't remember.
No. I didn't watch it, man. So you're probably right.
Let John talk.
You're about Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye's song was really good. He did that Stronger, which I like the song that is sampled all throughout the song, and that's that Daft Punk song.
Yes, better, faster, stronger.
Yeah. And it's really cool to watch. It's really cool to watch Daft Punk, pardon my French, perform the song because they got a little like touch screen thing, and it's pretty cool. And Kanye had on this like jacket. It kind of looked like The Matrix. It like lit up.
Oh, wow.
And all this, like the lights were off, and his glasses glowed and stuff. He did that. And then... you know how his mom died earlier this year?
Yeah.
Earlier last year. They turned all the lights up and he turned off his jacket and took off his golden sunglasses and sang that song for his mom that he wrote. It's on his graduation CD. And it was very, you could tell it was really emotional for him and a lot of people in the audience too.
Oh, yeah.
And then he won for something. I can't
he
remember
won
if
several
it was
things,
for...
Didn't he?
But it was one of the big ones. I can't
probably
remember if it
like
was
four, yeah.
for song or record or something. It was pretty big.
I heard Amy Winehouse won.
Amy Winehouse
she won. She was a big
winner,
yeah.
What cracked me up about her is they were playing the clips in the morning. And, you know, she just got out of rehab and they weren't sure she'd be able to fly in for the Grammys. Then they
declared
her visa.
Yeah.
No, they did clear it up.
They
so
did.
She showed up 2 days before the Grammys and she decided to stay back in London anyway and just record her acceptance speech and stuff. But she performed for the Grammys. And they, like, recorded it in front of an audience and sent it back.
Yeah.
But she sang, they try to make go to rehab.
Yeah.
And she was in rehab. And she's like, no. And I'm like, she should change the lyrics to I went, or something.
Is that what she did?
And then she also thanked her husband incarcerated, which cracked me up. She said, that, it was cracking me up.
It was pretty good, though. Kanye's acceptance speech. You know, some people might not agree with me. I like Kanye. I like his music is good. I like it.
Actually, Kanye is one of the good rappers out there.
But
yeah, he's not bad.
I think there's certain things that you should say, and an acceptance speech, and certain things you shouldn't say.
Kind of like
he's very.
Did he say George Bush's blood soaked?
No, he's very.
See, I didn't. I thought that was a bad time. I thought that
was
a bad
time.
I like what
that.
He. No, I like that he did it.
I understand why he said it.
I do
and
too.
It was probably,
and it was right. It was right.
It's
but
not
like,
about your what you think.
Right.
It's about all the hurricane victims and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And
anyway, what did he say last night?
Well, when you win, you're supposed to be very humble about it. I think.
Oh, yeah, praise God, praise Jesus, I'm
a
rapper.
He's very...
Unless you're in the White House thing, sound like trailer trash.
Yeah, he was very, I don't know, he was very kind of rubbing it in people's face and like saying, you know, if I release a CD, you basically shouldn't release a CD that year because I'm going to win.
Oh.
And you have no chance and all that stuff. I don't know, I just don't
Wow,
like
did
that.
He really say that?
Yeah. he said, I forget who he said. It was like Nas or something. He's like, I told Nas. He's like, man, you should have waited to release your CD because I'm going to win. I'm going to win this year. Oh. And I don't know. That just kind of made me upset.
They
started playing the music on him, and then he went into – he was going to thank his mom. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you have good taste, you turn the music off. So, I mean, I understand that. That was, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he wants to say goodbye to his mom. And
yeah.
Overall, wow. I thought the show was really good. Do you guys know who Vince Gill is?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Country singer.
Yeah.
He won for something. Yeah. Amy Grant's husband.
Yes.
Yeah. He won something, and Ringo actually gave him the award. Mm-hmm. He handed him the award. And this is a funny part of the show. Vince Gill is really funny. He hosts the Country Music Awards a lot, and everybody loves him and stuff. He gets up there and says, I just got an award from a Beatle. It's like, can you say that, Kanye? Everybody cracked up. It was great.
Snap.
That actually was pretty funny. Good for Vince Gill.
So, but, I like the performances.
Yeah, but the thing is, would Kanye really truly appreciate that, though? I mean, honestly.
I know. I mean, they showed him, and he was laughing and stuff. But he's probably like,
he's like, fuck, man.
Fuck you, Hillbilly, or something. I don't know.
Good Grammy.
That was awesome.
It was good.
So, I don't think anything else happened this week. I don't have any other news.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing that happened is what we mentioned. We talk about it every week, though. It's just that, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you get a chance and you TiVo'd it, or you TiVo'd and not watched it yet, for the love of God, watch the 2-hour Celebrity Apprentice and watch the last... Yeah,
it was good. And last week...
Well, I was losing faith in the show, I'll be honest. After Gene Simmons was gone, I mean, seriously, laugh riot the entire time.
Yeah.
Then it got fucking intense with the Sopranos-like thing, and they fucking ended it like the Sopranos. Okay, I'm done. That's all I'm going to say.
Anyway. Yeah, nothing else happened this week. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything big. Wait. There was some little news story. I think I heard something about... the strike ending, as if anybody cares about that.
All right.
I didn't hear that.
Episode 13 of our strike coverage.
May be our last.
Well, actually, next week will probably be our last. Because as of right now, as we're taping this Monday night, the strike is not officially over.
That's right.
Voting to sign tomorrow. Well, so when you hear this, the strike is probably
over. Well, I got some more news. Ain't it cool news? Some of those guys are screenwriters. So they actually work for the WGA.
Right. Yeah.
They post like the letter that when like Friday it was saying that the strike was over. The guy was like, listen, the strike is not over. They just said that we need to keep going to the picket lines.
Right.
And there's an emergency meeting, though.
Well,
that's Saturday for the New York and Sunday.
That was before the weekend,
So when did they announce all of them, that it's been kind of resolved?
Sunday night, they said they have a contract. They're sending it Tuesday to be signed.
Okay.
So if everybody signs it Tuesday, the late night shows will have the writers back Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
They're planning on Stewart and Colbert and Conan and Letterman's writers are right there. Leno, everybody's writers are standing by to go to work Wednesday morning. So when you hear this, the strike's probably over.
Because they said something about it, about the strike. On the Grammys last night.
Yeah, the news has been reporting all weekend. Yeah. I mean, great timing. The Oscars are getting ready to come, and they won't scrap that. I'm really glad Jon Stewart's hosting it, so I really want to see him host it. He wasn't going to host if the strike was still on. Just a really good timing, because most shows are going to rush to production. They'll be back on the air in March. We'll get more Housewives. We'll get more. We'll get the series finale of Scrubs. 24 is
Office,
going to do a...
Will The Office come back?
Nick said no.
I heard rumors that The Office will not come back.
Which
no
is
one, well, you know, well, part of the problem is Angela Kinsey's pregnant, and that would be almost like too much of a shock for the viewers. They say, well,
maybe
for the writers.
Maybe with Dwight's baby. That would be awesome.
Well, supposedly...
That would
missed this, apparently, and there was like a huge fan complaint. John, you watched the show before I did. And Jimmy, did you, before season two ended?
Are you talking about when she told Dwight she was pregnant at the season finale? And then when they restarted last season, she wasn't?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The season two or three finale, the big stinger at the end of it. The last season's finale was Ryan got promoted.
Yeah.
The season before that, their stinger was Dwight telling Angela telling Dwight that she was pregnant with this baby.
Right, and they
but the writers said it was a joke stinger, and they decided not to go with that.
Well, they didn't really think it would go anywhere popular.
I don't remember that at all.
It was after the commercial break, as the end credits were rolling. It was the very last thing.
Yeah,
it was kind of understated, and most people I've talked to that watched the show did not see it. They turned off their TVs before it came back and gave them the stinger.
Right, because before I started watching it. DVD
sets. I don't know the DVD sets,
Well, check the last episode of not last season, but the season before.
Season 2.
That's the way it ended. Okay. That was the
season. Which I think is the best season.
It was a great
season.
Season 3 was the best season so far.
Ed Helms on there helped a lot.
Ed Helms is awesome.
Ed Helms is Andy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I don't care what anyone says. I like Karen just because she added some tension.
I did too.
Okay. I loved all of them.
And the Jan added. Michael stuff. It was all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Pam and Jim.
Pam and Jim. Well, Pam and Jim is always
Pam's
a staple for everybody.
Pam's thing on the lakeside. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. Well, apparently, like, there was rumors like that because of that, though. Like, they really don't want to write that in
right. And
just say, oh, yeah, season 2 and 3 happened, like, over, like, a few months.
Uh-huh.
And then even though we've shown that the seasons have gone by, obviously, in season 3 and 4.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Why don't they? I don't know.
Write her off the show until she gets done because they don't want to do
what
that.
I was going to ask. Oh. But never mind.
No, go ahead.
Why not just write it into the show anyway that she's pregnant with Dwight's baby? Who cares that stinger was?
Because the writers care, Jimmy. They even though the show may seem stupid to some people, they don't.
I don't
they want.
Stupid,
they
I love
care.
The show.
I didn't say. I'm saying some people might who might
well,
not
I,
care.
I just don't see a
the writers
with
that. Do yeah. care. For the they for us the fans, they care about us and they want to do a good. Jimmy, it's like there are times when you write something that you don't want to put out there.
What I'm saying is, it won't detract from their show. It won't.
Well, Jimmy, I'd rather have the writers come back fresh, fully rested with like more than enough ideas.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
And.
Heroes will not be back this
Heroes
spring.
Yeah, Heroes is not.
Which we knew because they ended their volume 2. Pushing Daisies will not be back this spring.
Yeah,
we'll
I knew that.
Get an extended. They said with Heroes and Pushing Daisies and some of these other ones, they'll do an extended season next year, so they'll probably go back into production. They just won't air.
Okay.
Lost is going to do most of their 16 episodes. They'll do 13. This is all assuming it all gets signed tomorrow.
Yeah,
I mean,
tomorrow.
It could not happen. We're very optimistic.
Right.
24 is pledging to come back with a 12-hour season. They already had 8 or 9 episodes filmed. They'll just rewrite the next, like, 3 episodes to finish the season, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
I could go for a 12-hour season. It's better than nothing. Which was a big thing because 24, they already thought was canceled.
Well, not canceled, but...
They're not canceled, but put off for the whole
hiatus,
season.
Yeah.
Would it be called 12?
We'll forgive them. We'll forgive them. Or they may do
up.
It... This is half a season and do 12 next year, I don't know.
That doesn't add
Battlestar
up to
Galactica
me.
Can finish I'm
their
half
confused.
Season.
I'm very confused. Unless they're 2-hour episodes.
Whatever. They said the kid. They won't be. It'll be 12 hours.
That would be good, though, you know?
They said the summer cable season should not be affected at all. Psych, Monk, damages. It'll all be back.
Thank God. I love me some Psych and Monk.
They did say that since we already missed a lot of the pilot season where they're shopping around pilots, there won't be a lot of new shows next year. And a lot of shows that they thought were going to get canceled won't. They'll get second chances, which is a good thing in a lot of ways. But they did say. Kane's probably not coming back. Kane's done. Journeyman's done.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, sorry about Journeyman. Journeyman's done. There was one show for each of the five.
They ended that so well that I don't care.
I never watched.
That was bad. They ended it like Futurama did. They ended it with some fucking class.
Okay.
And God love them for that.
So it will be a little bit different next year. But
what about Big Bang? I've not heard anything about Big Bang.
Yeah, Big Bang's coming back.
Yes. I love that show. That was my favorite comedy of the new comedy of the year.
I am a little bit.
I know. I mean, it's not the smartest, but I want to watch more of it.
No,
I'm tired of seeing promos on CBS. 2 and a Half Men, America's number one comedy.
It's not.
Two and a half.
That's what it says.
Man.
Well, maybe the number one sitcom, but I don't know why, unless America's just stupid. America, you're stupid.
You know
and
what?
You look
the
fat
show,
in a dress.
The show used to be funny.
Yeah.
It was never funny.
Granted,
I never saw a single minute of the show.
It used to be
but
funny.
I'm assuming.
And the moment the show jumped the shark is when they took away the theme song. No, when they took away the theme song. Because, no, it was a badass. Like it caught you right away. It just shows, like, a little boy in a tux. And then Charlie Sheen, who you don't fucking see singing, comes up. And then John Cryer, Ducky, comes up and starts singing. Whatever.
The only thing that could derail a lot of this stuff is the writers. Writers have a deal. Directors have a deal.
Yeah.
Actors' contract's still up this spring. And they're already talking strike.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
those actors okay. could go on strike this summer.
Yeah.
Which could screw everything up again.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which hopefully they won't.
Whatever.
Anyway, ABC announced that they would be renewing Brothers and Sisters, Desperate Housewives, Dirty Sexy Money, Grey's Anatomy, Lost, Private Practice, Pushing Daisies, Samantha Who, and Ugly Betty for next season. They're 9 big things because ABC was number one all fall.
Yeah.
I know Fox is number one for the year and it's number one right now with American Idol and stuff.
Yeah.
But the entire fall, ABC was number one.
Huh.
And so they picked up all their big shows. Although some of these I thought were kind of... I mean, Desperate Housewives, they had signed for like 4 or 5 seasons a couple seasons ago, so it shouldn't have been an issue. Lost, they had agreed for 3 more seasons last year, so it shouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
But they did say those 9 shows, including the new shows, Dirty Sexy Money and Samantha Who and Pushing Daisies, will be back. I mean, Pushing Daisies was a no-brainer. It was the only one, like, nominated for awards of all the new shows. Samantha Who is good. Dirty Sexy Money was really good. So, hopefully we'll get this trash off the air they're airing right now and get some good shows back on here in late March. I do think some of the seasons will go into June, which doesn't usually happen. Yeah. And a lot of times March and April are rerun times until mid-April. But they won't be this year. Starting end of March, we should get some new shows.
Cool.
Anyway, that's all the news I have. That's everything I have about the strike. What about you?
The only thing I saw was we thought Jumper came out this week. Obviously, I was wrong. So we saw...
It didn't?
No, it didn't. It comes out this week, coming up. It's being today is the 10th, it comes out the 14th, I think. 14th, 15th. 15th. And so one movie I wanted to see was Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show. And... I'm a modest fan of Vince Vaughn. I don't, like, honestly, I never saw Wedding Crashers because it didn't look good.
Yeah.
I saw him on HBO. It actually cracked me up a bit. So I think that he's a good writer and an actor when he does it himself.
Both funny.
Yeah, I will go with that, actually. I do agree with that. Vince Vaughn is funnier in Old School, and Old School collectively is funnier.
Yeah.
But I also like the stuff he writes, like with Maid and Swingers.
Yeah.
And I also... Stuff he also sort of produces himself, like The Breakup. I cannot stop talking about that movie. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I loved him in that. But also him and Jon Favreau together are great. But anyway, pretty much it's him. He's remember who was the cowboy?
So are we into the reviews now?
I guess so.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Okay.
I asked if you had any more news. But.
No, I have no news. There's nothing seriously that yeah. there is out there.
No, okay. Keep going.
Let me hit some more. Okay, that's cool. The cowboy who took shows around, like Indians, Geronimo.
Okay.
Remember him? I forget his name. Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. He took a bunch of shows around, and it was like to the heartland of America. Well, Vince Vaughn had this great idea. Well, hey, how about I just get a bunch of comics that no one has really heard of? They're not well known. And I get some of my acting buddies, and we go around to 30 cities in 30 days in 2005. So... That's what he does. He gets a bunch of tour buses. Some of them are Peter Billingsley, the little kid from The Christmas Story. They're Jon Favreau's producing partner. He's producing Iron Man, Elf, whatever. So they go on the bus. Justin Long, the kid from Dodgeball, comes. The gay painter kid, actor from Wedding Crashers, comes.
Okay.
Jon Favreau shows up, I think, to three shows. Dwight Yoakam at one point comes down.
Dwight Yoakam,
Buck Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Vaughn's
a huge... they have a CD. Dwight Yoakam covered, like, 12 Buck Owens songs.
Oh, he did.
Put a CD out, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, he gave Vince Vaughn a CD, a guitar, and Dwight was like, oh, hell, man, you know, he never gave me that. He gave you a number one guitar. And he's like, I envy you right now. So, but he came up and did a duet with Dwight Yoakam, which was pretty cool.
A guy from my church graduated from high school with Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, because he's from Ohio, isn't
Worthington,
he?
Worthington, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but I thought it was pretty good, like... We saw it rather late, so being it's a documentary, it does get a little, you know, it gets a little slow pacing. But when the comics are on there, they're all funny, they're all great. One of the comedians is from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio area. Matter of fact, they sort of pass over Columbus and Cincinnati, but they talk about Cleveland. It was really cool. It was really good. And Justin Long is one of my favorite upcoming actors. If he could just stop doing these fucking dick and fart joke comedies,
yeah.
I mean, I like them. Don't get me wrong, like Old School, Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Old School sucked. I never saw Dodgeball.
Well, anyway, I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I thought Old School was terrible.
You're gay.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
So anyway.
We're all friends.
Does she know you're gay?
Who lives?
I will give her props. She will bust his balls. And I'm sitting there trying to be nice to the guy, try to give the man some hope. It's not some hope,
but
some.
Up on me, and they both bust.
Well, she shits on him, and I'm like, I like you, really. You're a badass. I'm trying to be nice and not talk bad about him, and you sit there and did that. And then I teamed up with her, and we both kicked his ass verbally. Anyway, yeah, so good movie.
She's picky.
Yes, she is. But you know what?
I had to go buy.
That was the best damn tech French toast I ever had, Jimmy.
I had to go fucking buy Texas.
Okay,
toast.
No,
I'm just teasing.
Did she
it
like not
deal.
Have? She couldn't eat French toast
without Texas toast.
Well, of course, it's great.
I've never had a Texas toast, and you know what? Oh, the supermarket right here. does not.
You try to make French toast with like shit toast?
No, just regular bread. They what do the not matter carry. With
you? Well, I had Wonder Bread, thinking that it was wonderful.
See,
but
and I agree. I thought
poor
it
man's
but
French
see,
toast.
The grocery store right here. There is no Texas toast in the bread aisle. There is no Texas toast in the bakery. I spent forever looking and looking and finally frustrated going, I can't go
it's
home without Texas
deli.
Toast because she won't eat my breakfast or whatever. Mm-hmm. I went to the guy at the counter and he's like, yeah, it's in the deli. Fucking Texas toast is in the deli. It's not with the bread. It's not the bakery. It's in the fucking deli.
And
or, but, you know what you could have done? You could have just got a like a nice loaf of freshly baked bread and just cut it thickly.
Well, we got the Texas toast, so it worked.
And,
it
was, and I will say this.
And who knows how
he got strawberry.
Not only did I
chocolate,
do the Texas toast,
chocolate strawberries.
I made my own chocolate covered strawberries as well. While I was
and that was good shit, man.
Thank you.
He fed
There's
them
some
to
in the
me.
Fridge if you want one, John.
Do you really have some more?
I think so. I put them in the fridge.
That is awesome.
Cool.
I know.
That is so badass.
Just a few.
The voice.
We're doing a fucking show.
We're doing a show.
What?
Says the guy who looks on Facebook for 20 minutes.
I wasn't on Facebook.
Not tonight. Ooh, look at that. You know what? I'll be nice to you now.
I'm not going to eat them. It's up to you. Just.
I don't want the chocolate on my finger. Oh my god.
It's cold. It won't be on the finger.
Jeez.
They were good when they were fresh.
Like frozen?
No, they're in the fridge.
Cold.
Yes, I will take one of your berries. You left the chocolate on there. What the hell? I'm taking that chocolate.
Get it off the plate.
Oh, my God.
It was just in the fridge. It wasn't frozen.
See? That's the fucking shit I'm talking about, John.
Here, we'll just let him sit there. They'll fall.
Okay. Anyway, John saw a movie this week he was going to review too.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, a new movie. For me. and it was the edited version on TNT.
Oh, that ruins it.
I know,
I don't
sucks.
Want you to talk about it.
I saw it was Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I'd never seen it. I always wanted to see it. I thought it was great.
That was a great movie.
To be honest, I was always like, I don't like Angelina Jolie. She's not that hot.
Me too.
She can't act. And then I saw that movie and I'm like, she's fucking hot and she can act.
Yeah. I thought it was very funny.
It was a hot movie. I don't care who you
it
are,
was
you're
funny.
Really turned
yeah.
on by that movie.
The scene when they are
fighting in the yard.
No, when they are on the freeway in the van, in the minivan,
yes.
And Brad Pitt takes the golf club. I mean, I golf, so I know how like much that would probably hurt getting hit in the head with a golf driver. Oh my god, I like cringed. I was like, ah, and then it was very funny. And all the dialogue was funny too. I thought it was great.
It was really good.
When he's singing that song in the car,
I believe I have it.
Some like
yeah,
lame song, and he's just like,
you
yeah, deal
it
with it. That's me.
I have an unedited version on DVD.
You have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell have I been waiting to watch it on TV
Take
for?
Take it home and watch it again.
Yeah,
the
seriously,
good
man.
Stuff.
Where's that?
Alphabet order.
M. Oh. Okay. Cool.
That's a great. My favorite scene in the entire movie. It's just because it's display. It's when they're fighting each other in the front yard. And she gets out of the car. And so he goes from the front to the back of the car. And his hand's like a small child going, baby, wait, can't we talk about this? And then it goes over the side of the cliff or whatever.
That movie had everything. It was funny. It had action.
I was dying laughing.
It was just crazy.
He's like sneaking into his house. And his neighbor's like, doing all right, John? Doing okay? Like, yeah, I'm fine. Here's gunshots and stuff.
it's a lovely day.
Just a wonderful day. I caught up with my American Idol, Project Runway, and American Gladiator this week. Good shows. American Gladiator's in the semifinals now.
I know a show we did not review last week.
What?
I don't think we put it down. Did you put down Eli Stone?
No! Eli Stone premiered. We've now
I'm
seen
sorry.
Two episodes of it.
Did
you see the second one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you watched it with me.
Yeah,
it was good.
Did you talk about whatever... I just want to bring it up in case you
I was just going to mention... Gladiator was good. They're in the semifinals.
I totally forgot
After
about
tonight,
it.
After tonight, there's just one more episode left. It's like a big 2-hour next week to determine who the winners are for the season. They are coming back next season. It's been renewed. Idols now, they're done with their preliminaries. They start Hollywood tomorrow. They have instruments this year, which means
I'm
they stick
about
around.
That.
Will you try out, man?
For
What's
next
that?
Year.
Did you try out?
Well, you can't try out the initial tryout with
instruments.
Yeah, you
can't try out with your instrument.
Hollywood. You can bring it.
So I'd have to make a passive vocal
right.
in the beginning.
And Project Runway.
It can be tough. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I have an all right voice, but I don't know if I'd have a American Idol voice. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll be honest. Is, that's voice, how I feel. But
you never make it through.
About me? Thank you.
No, no, not about you.
I'm just joking.
Maybe feel bad.
I'm joking.
I know.
You have an okay voice or even a great voice, but you don't look at all what they're looking for.
Yeah,
they never send you through to Simon and Randy Apollo.
Here
those are like
is the goal.
Auditions.
We get a giant shirt that says the good, the bad, and the geeky.
And we all audition together as a trio.
No, we send Jimmy in there.
I think we should all audition
Jimmy,
together as a trio.
You know you will get airtime.
I doubt it.
You know you will get airtime when you sing.
I doubt it, but I
just like Patrick on
yes.
He got
and
a
Jimmy,
3 seconds.
But Jimmy, yeah, you, Jimmy, yeah, though. No, you got to sell it, brother. You got to go, I am the best singer in the world. You got to go in like one of those people.
And then I'm going to cry when they turn me down.
Oh, there it is. Jimmy, I will pay for your hotel room if you do it. If you have to, if it's in Cincinnati.
We'll see where it is.
I'll buy you your shirt. Seriously, we'll get the whole
I don't know if I can.
I want a fucking Julius Caesar-like fucking acting.
I don't
acting.
Know if it's going to work this summer, but by next summer I should.
What song is he going to have to sing?
Whatever the fuck I decide. I think I touch myself.
You know what?
Not think
okay.
No. I need a good racist song.
No.
Wish I were a Dixie.
We need a song that actually shows like you think.
What's that?
We need a song though, seriously, that if we do this, that would be funny, but because that's only funny for us and so the listeners of the show. For those who are going, oh, who is that? Why is he, what's good, the bad, the geeky? We want to have him like you're in denial, like you really don't know that you can sing that back. So you got to think you can do this.
And
awesome
I need some
song.
Sob
Sorry.
Stories so they'll interview me about.
Yes!
Say you have like two fake legs or something.
My girlfriend just became a lesbian. That'd be funny.
She says my giant dick is a small dick, and that makes me sad.
No, it's something that'll sympathize. I don't know. This is bad. We shouldn't do this.
No. What song should we have him do?
Push
we
it.
Should
got a while
Push It by Salt and Pepper. And you gotta do the bad dance too.
Okay.
And
baby.
Eli Stone was great. I liked it. What did you think? He's got good potential. Good supporting cast. Victor Garden.
Gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith. The faith. Baby!
That's it.
That's all I got too.
But nobody has a body like you.
See, there it is, right there. Oh, anyway, Eli Stone.
Consider my foolish notion.
It's got to be like an 80s power ballad or something.
Extreme, more than words.
Okay, anyway, Eli Stone. Good.
Every rose has thorn. Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
And sorry, yeah.
Victor Garber got to sing the second week. That was fun.
That was actually pretty good.
I think it was him singing.
If you get a chance, check out Eli Stone, man.
Yeah. Natasha Henstridge was great. She's always great.
No, there were Species. Species 2.
Was awesome. Her boobs were
Species
great.
3.
Species.
Her
she
boobs had the lead
Species
role.
Species 2 or 3. She was only in the first one.
No, she wasn't. She was in the first, second and third one.
Was she?
The second one.
I thought she was only briefly in the second one.
No, she's
Season
like.
She was on TV the other day.
I have the first
wait a minute,
two.
Wait a minute.
I have the first two. I have not seen the third one, though.
Is two the one where it's the male?
Yeah.
Male one?
Yeah.
I thought that was the
third. I know.
Okay.
Confused.
Well, anyway.
She was in it. You're right. She's limited, though. It's the guy
good.
Was the focus. That,
The black woman who was the chief's wife on Grey's Anatomy. She's fantastic as his assistant.
Yeah, she's
she
great.
Really is. She's great comic relief.
Baby.
But it's a good show. It's serious. It's
That's
funny.
My thought on it.
There's
Thank
good
you.
Music. George Michael signed for like 4 episodes. He'll be back some more.
Grab the whole child. Twist it.
I also have regular strawberries without the chocolate in the fridge. And next week on The Good, The Bad,
Ooh,
The Geeky,
cool.
we will present our Oscar picks, which
right,
we will
cool.
then... I will make up a spreadsheet. We'll,
I was going to say,
we'll
are, vote, we're
We'll talk
track.
Our way through it, and we'll see who gets the most right. But we talked about doing it for the Golden Globes and didn't do it. So I'm telling you, next week we're going to submit our Oscar picks, talk about them on the air, and then the following week we'll review them. We hopefully will be covering The Return of the Writers and the finale, episode 14 of our Writer's Strike saga.
Cool.
We will also have a...
Anyone want this last one?
We will also talk to Hulk Hogan and Desmond from Lost.
We will?
Yes, we will. We talked about this.
I don't remember this conversation.
The interview. It's pre-taped.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And we have a new song to present next week that Nick's going to do this week that's pretty cool featuring a... Or not Nick's going to do, of course. He's just going to play because it features two of our former presidents have agreed to come to the studio. Mm. So we have quite the guest list for next week's show. Two former presidents, a former wrestling star, and one of the stars of Lost. I believe they want to keep it a secret. It's going to be big.
Oh, okay.
But think old style.
It's the ex-presidents of the United States.
Two recent presidents.
I know what song it is.
Peaches.
No, although that you should play that on the show sometime.
What's that?
Peaches.
Nick did record that with four former presidents.
Maybe. That's why I produced it.
Produced.
Maybe we should get the presidents together and do a.
For me.
Well, we have to do the way, but use the Wayback Machine. But you know what? It can be done.
Well, maybe we'll hear both songs next week.
Maybe.
We've got all kinds of guests for next week. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be fantastic.
A lot of peaches.
And if we're lucky, maybe we'll even have a Mr. Know-It-All. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, you know what? I'll get in touch with him and see what that fucker's doing.
Okay. That sounds good. Also, in 2 weeks.
That's good chocolate.
We have
actually ate it.
Our own The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Apprentice, where we're going to interview some interns.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I knew. Yeah, I knew
about
this.
For our show. And it's and it is a celebrity-studded edition of GBG Apprentice. All right.
Jimmy G?
But anyway.
GBG. GBG. Oh, I get it now. Not JBG.
That's coming up in 2 weeks. So we have some great stuff coming.
Jimmy Bad Geeky?
Yeah.
Anyway. We have six contestants for an intern spot, and we will be bringing that up next week.
All right. Or 2 weeks from now.
Or 2 weeks from now. Yes. Cool. Got some great
You said things there that I don't know what you said, but I like
oh,
them.
Nick, I think the President's song needs to be pushed back a week because we have another strike song for next week, if the strike ends.
I thought. Yeah, I know.
Then we'll do the presidents in 2 weeks on the same week we do the GBG.
What's the strike song?
You'll see. you. We already told you to get the music ready.
Being that John.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Next time on The Good and the Bad and the Geeky, Nick, John, and Jimmy plan their show live on the air.
That's what we do every week.
No, you're right. It is. And I just don't care to edit it out.
Yeah. That's okay, because it's enjoyable for our listeners, too. But we're real people with real hopes and dreams about our show actually being well.
It's like, good. Right now, I'm about to fart. You don't know that because you can't see me.
Not that we follow these plans.
Excuse me.
We like to do our show. Anyway, you guys have a fantastic week.
I've not been eating pretzels to keep that good and ready, queued up to go.
Have a fantastic week.
Yeah, you too, and thanks for listening. Yeah. Bye.
Get out of here with that! Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set.
Gotcha. I got it. That's the one.